be? I pray thee, go to the casement and see if you can see my master, Master Dr. Caius, coming. If he do, he faith and find anybody in the house, he will be an old abuse in a God's patience and the King's English.
I'll go watch.
Go, and we'll have a posset for it soon at night, if faith, at the letter end of a sea coal fire. An honest, willing, kind fellow as ever servant shall come in house with all. And I warrant you, no telltale, nor no breed bait. His worst fault is that he's given to prayer. He's something peevish that way. But nobody but has his fault, but let that pass. Peter Simple, you say your name is?
Aye, for fault of a better.
And Master Slender's your master?
Aye, forsooth.
Does he not wear a great round beard like a glover's paring knife?
Oh, no, forsooth. He has but a little wee face with a little yellow beard, a cane-coloured beard.
A softly sprited man, is he not?
Aye, forsooth, but he is as tall a man of his hands as any is between this and his head. He hath fought with a warrener.
How say you? Oh, I should remember him. Does he not hold up his head, as it were, and strut in his gait?
Yes, indeed, does he.
Well, heaven send and page no worse fortune. Tell Master Parson Evans I'll do what I can for your master. Anne is a good girl, and I will...
Now, Celeste, here comes my master.
We shall all be shent. Run in here, good young man. Go into this closet. He will not stay long. What, John Rugby? John! What, John, I say? Go, John. Go inquire for my master. I doubt he be not well, that he comes not home. And a down, down, and a down, a down.
What is it you sing? Down, a down, a down, I do not like these toys, no. Go and fetch me in my closet in what vert? A box. A green box. Do you understand what I speak? A green box.
Aye, forsooth, I'll fetch it you. I'm glad he went not in himself. If he'd found the young man, he would have been horn mad.
Fait, ma foi, il fait fort chaud. Je m'en vais à la cour, à la grande affaire.
Is it this, sir?
Oui, c'est bien ça. Mettez-la dans mon pocket. Dépêche, quickly. Where is that knave, Rugby?
What, John Rugby? John!
Yes, sir?
You are John Rugby and you are Jack Rugby. Come, take your rapier and come after my heels to the court.
It is ready, sir, here in the porch.
By my troth, I tarry too long. Odds me, que j'ai oublié. Ah, si, there are some simples in my closet that I will not for the world I shall leave behind.
Ah, me, he'll find the young man and be mad.
Ah, diable, what is in my closet? Villani, Laroun! Rugby, my rapier!
Good master, be content!
Wherefore shall I be content?
The young man is an honest man!
What shall the honest man do in my closet? There is no honest man that shall come in my closet.
I beseech you, be not so phlegmatic. Hear the truth of it. He came of an errand to me from Parson Hugh.
Well?
I, forsooth, to desire her.
Peace, I pray.
Peace, your tongue! Speak your tale!
To desire this honest gentlewoman, your maid, to speak a good word to Mistress Anne Page for my master in the way of marriage.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh.
This is all indeed, though, but I'll ne'er put my finger in fire and need not.
So you send you, huh? Rugby, go buy him some paper. No, tarry you a little while. Oh, mais mon Dieu, je peux pas oublier ça, vraiment, c'est
un... I'm glad he's so quiet. If he'd been thoroughly moved, you should have heard him so loud and so melancholy. But notwithstanding, man, I'll do you, your master, what good I can. And the very yea and the no is the French doctor, my master. I may call him my master, look you, for I keep his house, and I wash, wring, brew, bake, scour, dress meat and drink, make the beds and do all myself.
Oh, 'tis a great charge to come under one body's hand.
Well, you advise to that. You shall find it a great charge, and to be up early and down late. But notwithstanding, to tell you in your ear, I would have no words of it. My master himself is in love with Mistress Anne Page, but notwithstanding that, I know Anne's mind. That's neither here nor there.
Ah, you, Jacques Nip, give this letter to Sir Hugh. By gar, it is a challenge. I will cut his throat in the park, and I will teach scurvy Jacques Nip priest to meddle or make. You may be gone. It is not good you tarry here. By gar, I will cut all his two stones. By gar, he shall not have a stone to throw at his dog.
Alas, he speaks but for his friend.
It is no matter for that. Do you not tell me that I shall have Anne Page for myself, by gar? I will kill the Jack priest. and I've appointed mine host of the Garter to measure our weapon. By gar, I will myself have a page.
Sir, the maid loves you, and all shall be well. We must give folk leave to pray. What the good cheer!
Rugby, come to the court with me. By gar, if I have not a page, I shall turn your head out of my door. Follow my heels. Rugby, follow.
You shall have a fool's head of your own. Now I know Anne's mind for that. Never a woman in Windsor knows more of Anne's mind than I do, nor can do more than I do with her, oh, thank heaven.
Who's within there? Ho!
Who's there, I trow? Come near the house, I pray you.
How now, good woman? How dost thou?
The better that it pleases your good worship to ask.
What news? How does pretty Mistress Anne?
In truth, sir, and she's pretty and honest and gentle and one that is your friend. I can tell you that, by the way. I praise heaven for it.
Shall I do any good, thinkst thou? Shall I not lose my suit?
Troth, sir, all is in his hands above. Mm. But notwithstanding, Master Fenton, I'll be sworn on a book she loves you. Have not your worship a wart above your eye?
Yes, Mary, have I? What of that?
Well, thereby hangs a tale. Uh-huh. Good faith, it is such another man. But I detest an honest maid as ever broke bread. We had an hour's talk about wart. I shall never laugh but in that maid's company. But, indeed, she's given too much to alacrity and musing, but for you.
Ah.
Well, go to.
Well, I shall see her today. Hold, there's money for thee.
Oh, sir.
Let me have thy voice in my behalf. If thou seest her before me, commend me.
Will I? Aye, faith that we will. And I will tell your worship more of the wart the next time we have confidence. End of other words.
Well, farewell. I'm in great haste now.
Farewell to your worship. Truly an honest gentleman. But Anne loves him not, for I know Anne's mind as well as another does. Oh, out upon it, what have I forgot?